So joining me now on the show is songwriter, musician and producer Marek. Marek, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you on. And we're going to talk about your new single, a two-track single, which is coming out towards the end of May, the 25th of May, in fact. And that date is significant because it focuses on and commemorates a significant person, doesn't it? It focuses on the murder of George Floyd. So help paint the picture of how you came to this subject.
Okay, so when it happened last year, well, during lockdown and everything, it affected me really deeply after seeing all these other cases that happened. But I feel like because of coronavirus hitting the countries and everyone being a bit more focused, it shone a harsher light on the situation when it happens, because a lot of these racist attacks from officers in the US and in the UK as well, there are cases with that. They get swept under the rug a lot easier because people don't pay as much attention to it. So I made the song originally for a protest that was happening in Leicester. Go to uni in Birmingham, but I live in Leicester with my gran, so I made it for that. And when I made it, I released it out onto YouTube and it got really good feedback. Did the song for George Floyd and the speech, the second part of the two-track single, was made specially for the protest that happened. So when everything came out, had good feedback, and then I felt like because of the feedback from the speech that I did at the protest, a lot of people liked it, so they asked me to record it. So I figured I might as well drop it again along with the song that was already released prior, on the anniversary of his death, just to hammer in that point even more, because I feel like it isn't over yet. Yes, Derek Chauvin's been arrested, but it's going to take a lot more time for things to get back to the way that they need to be, or get to the way they need to be.
So it's really interesting. So from that rally, that protest, the Black Lives Matter rally, I think in Leicester, as you mentioned, that kind of passion and that, I guess anger probably doesn't cover it, but that energy, let's call it that, from appearing in that, on that platform and, you know, making your response, the response to that was to sort of weave in the music to kind of build on that and to help push that message forward?
Yeah, definitely. I've been a musician for about 5 years, 3 years at a semi-professional level. And as a songwriter and a producer, I wanted to use my talents to shine a light on real problems rather than just glorifying lifestyles that are seen as popular within the industry. I wanted to talk about something real to me and others like me. So that was mainly the inspiration behind it, as well as everything that was going on with his death and the reaction and how many people were affected by it. I wanted to speak not just on behalf of America, but the UK as well, because I feel like over here, it happens. It does happen as well, but people don't focus on it as much because it's more overt.
I think the world was shocked seeing that in plain sight. And I'm just wondering, from what you said in terms of it was well received from the rally and your kind of speech, your kind of prose, I think, in some ways. It's very poetic if you read through the script, if you like, of what you said. But I'm just wondering how, was there a moment in your mind where, you know, your sort of creative machine in your mind, if you like, sort of stepped into overdrive? Did you think there's a lot more to this, there's a lot more I can do to shed more light on the things around it?
Yeah, I definitely felt that way, especially just being, like I said, just being someone from the UK and realizing that these problems don't just happen in the US, they happen here as well. They're more, like I said, they're more overt in the US because police have guns and things like that, so it's easier to see body cams, all those things. It's a lot more out in the open. But here it's weaved into the schooling system and then the police force and just people in general. It's there, but it's more hidden, it's more underlying. Racist attacks have happened, you know, there's been Stephen Lawrence, there's been other cases of things that have happened over the years, and it's still going on, but it's not as talked about in the UK. It's not as heavily addressed. Even among Asian communities, it happens a lot. at football games, racist slurs being thrown at black football players. It happens, but it's not discussed, which is why as a UK native, as someone who's born here and has lived and seen how it is, I felt like it was important to highlight that in the way I best knew how. They say that black is too beautiful and we're blessed. I guess life ain't as pretty cause we're having more funerals than the rest. Wouldn't be too unusual if I ended up losing my life to feds. Because my colour makes others feel too distressed. Cause if you look like me, you get oppressed. If you look like me, you're just a test, subject to arrest. Kneel down on his neck, and we lack the compassion, justice. I call that the law of no blacks win. Nonsense, kill a black man in broad daylight, crush his windpipe and only get a suspension. Then they'll need some witnesses who might give a mention. Signing of petitions and it's gaining attention. Give us some significance, like just for a second. But in a few days, it's the next one. Somebody help. Can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe. Somebody help me. Can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe. Somebody help me. I can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe. Somebody help me. Said I can't breathe. Life is a race and I'm black, so I'm dead last. I might get a white woman to get a head start. At least my kids will be a light of shade. And all their days as a fighting race might not be this hard. 400 years of pain can get a kid far. Whiteboards trying to erase, we leave a big mark. It doesn't matter if you're first in your classes. You will be as much of a target as your skin's dark. They're scared, they don't like that. And the darker your shade, the more you'll have to strain to work harder, accomplish and fight back. Grandmother said I can't afford to do less than the white man because life don't award us like them. You will have to do more to endure a lifespan that isn't cut short by the laws of the system. Cause your freedom came with terms and conditions. It's evident, because we are special and have melanin. We will have to be the acceptors of all the prejudice. You get put to death if you're of an African heritage, but if you're from the West, you might get a chance to confess your sins and settle it. George Floyd ain't the first boy to grow up to get killed by a man in the field. If I go out with a hood on, they assume I'm robbing. All these merry men issuing arrests for nothing. Somebody help me. Can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe, can't help me. Somebody help me. I can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe. Somebody help me.
Now, I think that the memorable and the really chilling phrase, I can't breathe, launched a whole movement, really. And I'm interested in your take on that because for a lot of people, it's a flag in some ways of an outpouring of anger. You know, it's about a very negative situation, but it started, I think, to change about, you know, it's more a message of hope. It's not just about a particular incident or a particular crime. It's actually asking people to breathe the things around them, to take in their environment a little bit more and to actually think about the communities and how they live and work in them. Do you think that's a fair summary?
Yeah, I think it's a fair summary. Feel like I can't breathe isn't just George Floyd's last words, but it's also a metaphor for society, black society, the stifling effects of systematic racism. It's almost strangling to the point where it feels like we can't breathe.
There's a long tradition, a long history of protest in black music, understandably, obviously, for various aspects of history. And I'm interested to get your take on how you think things like Black Lives Matter have influenced kind of protest music and protest song, because there's been a whole sort of explosion of things around, certainly within the last 12 months and longer, really.
Yeah, I feel like there's two sides to it, because there are some who are genuinely concerned and using their platform to create art that reflects this, to bring positive light and awareness to the situation. And then there are others who are just using it as an opportunity to ambulance chase or follow a trend to get a way to promote themselves through Black Lives Matter. There are positives and negatives to it. in regards to the arts and the music industry. But from where I'm coming from, I've always seen it as something where I'm trying to represent my own kind. I'm not doing this for recognition or any personal gain. I'm more doing it for the statement that I wanted to make when I wrote it.
Let's talk a bit about you and your background and sort of how you got into music. You said you're studying here in Birmingham at the BIMM, I think. Is that right? Now, I always struggle to remember what that stands for.
Yeah, it's the British and Irish Modern Institute of Music. So it's BIM for short. It's like a chain of universities and music institutions across England and Europe for music. So I go to the one in Birmingham.
And I imagine you're hard at work every day writing songs and lyrics and those kind of things, as songwriters are. But you started, I think, through school and through church, I think. That was your introduction to music. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. Through primary school, through church, through playing and learning guitar and all those things. Just school, singing and playing bass, It all got introduced to me at a very early age, and luckily I had a mum who really was supportive of what I wanted to do in my craft.
And is it harder now? You have to kind of do it full time. Do you know what I mean? Does it become like hard work, or is it just sort of the dream thing that you've wanted to do?
It's actually great. I love making music. it's everything. It's a privilege. It really is a privilege to be able to make something, because the influence that we, not even just me as a musician, but even you, James, being a radio host, just us in the industry, we have the ability, it's our job to give people something to listen to. Our job is literally influencing through sound. That's what the job is. And whatever you say, whatever you record into a microphone, someone's going to take something away from that. It's your decision whether you make it positive or negative, because the unconscious response that people get from listening to music can lead them to do different things as well.
So when you were growing up and you were learning your trade at primary school, those kind of things, I'm always interested to know what kind of things people were listening to. So what kind of music was around your household, or what was the sort of first thing that struck you that resonated?
Yeah, it was quite a mix of genres. We had Caribbean influences, so there was the reggae, the calypso, the soca music, and then there was UK, so we had the Bee Gees, the Beatles, garage, grime, jungle, all those things, ranging from Queen to Elton John and just U2, all these bands. And then as I grew older, on the radio, I always heard American music because I'd lived in the Caribbean for about 10 years growing up. So there they had hip hop on the radio, R&B. And then I got into listening to rock and metal music. And this was just a whole plethora of different genres of music. And I feel like that's definitely influenced my sound now, because I don't discriminate when it comes to things. I like experimenting and trying new things, collaborating with whoever I can.
So, George, the two-track single comes out. It's streaming from the 25th of May, which is, as I said at the start, it's commemoration, really. It's the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. And that's on all the kind of major platforms that you can think of. But also, I think if you go to www.instagram.com/musicbymarik. Now, Marik is M-A-R-I-K, but there's something significant about the I that you can tell us about.
So the I is, on Instagram, it's just the I, but on everything else, it's an exclamation mark. It's two things. For one reason, the main reason is for perspective. It's flipped upside down as a metaphor for looking at things both ways and standing out among the crowd. Just that exclamation, the whole purpose of that is to add that exclamatory feel to whatever I put out. I want it to be loud. I want it to be strong. I want it to be noticeable. And I want it to make a statement, which is what my artistry is all about. So that's why I flipped the I. I'm not going to change it. A lot of people have called me Mark, but As I grow as an artist, people know that it's Marik.
Just finally, I was just keen to know what next for you, what you're up to next, because obviously you're studying at the moment, you're just releasing the single. What, you got other things in the pipeline? You got other things planned?
Yeah, I've been making a lot of music lately. Been doing gigs. I'm waiting for lockdown to fully be lifted so I can get back into making music with more people. A lot of work, literally just trying to get through these uni assessments right now. But yeah, just making music, trying to make something that people can listen to and enjoy. I want to make people's days better, and I want to make people understand what the world really is. You know, influences like the Sex Pistols or even grime music, or just artists and bands and musicians throughout the ages who focused on highlighting real societal issues rather than glorifying popularity. That's what my sound is all about.
Well, Marek, I think that's a real powerful motivation. That's a really good way to operate. Wish you best of luck with your homework, first of all, because you can't forget to do your homework. But also, best of luck with the single, which we said starts streaming from the 25th of May, and we'll post where you can find that as well online. But in the meantime, Marek, it's been great to talk to you, and thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.